The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
College football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is back. And so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again, the season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole-tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Whipping all night.
Ryder Cup this weekend kicks off today. Up at Whistling Straits.
How come we're not doing a remote from there?
Talk to Mike, man. That we ought to be up there.
Kohler, Wisconsin, right? Is that where it is?
Kohler, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That is exactly correct. And then you've got Notre Dame against Wisconsin tomorrow.
Dude.
So we were at Soldier Field doing part of the walk. Mm-hmm. Game day is there. Game ain't even on ESPN. It's on Fox.
Right.
Game day's like, yeah, we go wherever we want. There's a good article in the Sun Times about that. Yeah, whatever.
Tyler, what's the spot where Bleck and Abdallah are going to be? Because they're going to be right in the shadows of Soldier Field for Chicago's college tailgate between 9 and 11 leading into that game.
Yeah, they're going to be at Flo and Santos in the South Loop. And like you said, special time tomorrow, 9 to 11. Usually 11 to 1, but tomorrow is 9 to 11 for Chicago's college tailgate.
Happy for those guys that you'll be able to be there right before the game, 9 to 11. Stop by. If you're going to go to the game, stop by and see Bleck and Abdallah at that location in the South Loop. That's really cool.
So we had one of the guys on the walk was the leprechaun in college.
Oh.
He was the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to chop it up with him.
Johnny Romano is walking with us today, and he was actually the leprechaun at Notre Dame. Dude, didn't you want to go to, like, a really good school?
That's why I chose Notre Dame. Top of the list.
You know I root against Notre Dame football. I hope they never score again.
That's what I heard in the last about 30 seconds, but again, no one's perfect. I'd agree with you that we'd both be wrong.
Exactly. Hey, Wisconsin by, what, 30 on Saturday?
I took Notre Dame's underdogs, which is insane, so I hammered that money line.
God bless you. Good luck. Hey, thanks for participating,
hey,
man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
That guy was the freaking leprechaun. He shows up on the walk, and he's like, yeah, I'm walking with you guys. I raised money. What?
That's right.
I'm like, oh, who are you? Johnny Romano. I'm like, oh. He said, are you rooting for Notre Dame tomorrow? It's like the first thing out of his mouth. I said, no, I hope they get beat 96 to nothing. He's like, what? I was the leprechaun. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I was the dude in the little suit.
You're not supposed to say that.
What?
Not supposed to say it.
Mascots get very upset when you have this conversation.
Well, no, he said they don't have a head on.
It doesn't matter. They're still trying to portray that's a real leprechaun. Oh,
and by the way, Danny, on this Friday, I don't know why you're holding the Sox fans' calls back. They're ringing off the hook, but we don't have any Sox fans.
Slow your roll, president of the Sox fan club. So far, my tally, we've had more calls from people wanting to chat with Cap about the walk than White Sox fans wanting to celebrate. I mean, honestly, you clinched in a division for the first time since 2008. And Sox fans don't even want to talk about it. You don't deserve this division, Hoodrow.
Well, I don't agree with that. I see the lines lining up, but I don't see any Sox calls on here. So if you're a White Sox fan, call in now. I've got the phone in front of me. Call in because Dave's been holding your calls back.
I'm not holding anything back. I'm begging them to call. If the Cubs clinch today, that's all we would be talking about.
Danny,
not hearing from the leprechaun.
Danny, well said. You see, there's a dude out here from Ameritech. He's bringing in extra lines to talk about the Cubs' impending offseason.
If the Bears' schedule for 2022 came out today, we'd have full phone lines. The Sox clinched the division. Everyone's still sleeping. And all don't call. Sox fans have to work. I get that a lot when I talk trash.
I gotta take my kid to school. What's the problem?
So we'll see. Well, I'll tell you this. You were talking about Jerry Reinsdorf, and I know that Jerry had some things to say about the White Sox, right?
He did. So I want to tell you some of the comments Jerry made. He spoke to a pool reporter that got a chance. He hasn't spoken to the media in the last guy to talk to him, Chuck Garfine, did a sit down with Jerry.
So he spoke by the pool, and what did Jerry say?
To what's called a pool reporter, and he delivers all the quotes to everybody.
Oh.
Not at a pool. A pool reporter.
A couple of Mai Tais, please. Let's sit by the pool and talk. It's a decent day. It is not bad. Give me the windbreaker.
Chairman Jerry Reinsdorf, I'm reading from Daryl Van Scowen's article in the Sun-Times, was disappointed when the White Sox settled for a wild card berth last season when their contention window finally opened after a painful but necessary rebuild. Through a pool reporter Thursday, Reinsdorf talked to Chicago media for the first time in years after the Sox clinched the AL Central, beating Cleveland in game one of the doubleheader. First of all, there's a myth they had to talk me into the rebuild, he said of the process orchestrated by general manager Rick Hahn and vice president Kenny Williams. I wanted to do it just as much as they wanted to do it. It was an easy decision because we were going to be caught in mediocrity, and that's no fun. Going through it, it was painful to watch our team lose 96 games in 2017 and 100 more in 2018. But I always knew we had a plan, and we were working our plan, and ultimately the plan was going to work. And the plan is to win multiple World Series titles, Reinsdorf said. It won't be easy. The real plan is we want to be competitive year after year, Reinsdorf said. It's very hard to win one title, let alone multiple titles. I just want us to be playing meaningful games every October. Reinsdorf was also criticized when he hired 76-year-old manager Tony La Russa, his friend, whom then GM Ken Harrelson fired in 1986. But Reinsdorf said La Russa's gift for handling pitching is what the Sox needed. Quote, I absolutely felt he was the best guy for the job. I never had any doubt in my mind. It wasn't like I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I saw him. I talked to him. I knew what he had left. What I wanted was somebody that I felt could really handle our pitchers and could relate to the players. And I knew Tony could do it. To which Tim Anderson confirmed Thursday, calling La Russa, he's a great guy. I'm just pleased with the way he handled everything and the way he's just come in, and he's part of our family, Tim Anderson.
I like the part in something that we have not talked about Tony being able to work with the pitching staff. Now, Katz is a young pitching coach, but I think working hand-in-hand, that really works out well. He knows how to handle the bullpen. Now, here's something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago we got to bring out again, and that is Tony saw, like, yes, we're going to win the division at some point, but I'm going to try to rest my starters so make sure that they're strong in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Now, usually you just want your starters to barrel through, go as far as they can, watch the pitch count. But you saw a number of the starters for the Sox go just five innings, no matter what the pitch count was, get them out of there, you know, four innings. And it just seemed unconventional, right? Like, hey, let those horses go, man. Lynn wants to be out there for six, seven innings if he can. But that's not where we are today. He wanted to make sure those arms are quality and strong for the postseason. And I like that.
Let's go to the phones, 312-332-3776. I guess they're out there. Every line is lit.
What do you mean they? You mean the White Sox fans?
Yes.
Don't refer to us as they. You mean we, Hood. You mean we. Me and Hoodie Sox fans unite.
Let's go to Lori.
Wait a minute.
Lori's first. She's in Oak Brook. Lori, what's up?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am so happy.
You're fired up?
I was in Detroit in 2005.
Yes.
When they clinched the division in Detroit.
Right.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I was at the blackout game in 2008.
So was I. A little John Danks action there.
And I was so upset that I couldn't be in Cleveland yesterday, but, amazing season so far. I just hope they have enough gas in the tank to go all the way.
Absolutely.
And you guys have been cracking me up this morning. I I had the radio on last night on my way home from work listening to the game, and so was still on my radio this morning when I got in the car. I'm on my way to work, and normally I wouldn't listen because, you know,
why?
It's a work thing. I need to.
Oh.
Well, because I listen to my music and I sing. But, oh, I tell you, I'm so glad that I kept my radio on this morning.
And now you're going to be a regular, right?
Oh, you betcha.
All right.
Every morning.
Laura, you're awesome.
Every morning.
You're awesome.
And you can sing while we talk.
No, you don't want to hear me sing.
Hey, you have a great day at work, okay?
You too, guys. Man. I love you.
We appreciate you. Thank you. There you go. How about that novel concept?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
How about
that's how it's supposed to work, kid.
Now, Danny was on the phone.
I was on the phone. You looked at me and smiled.
Yes. You know why? She said that she was listening to the game, the second game of the doubleheader last night, and it stayed on ESPN 1000 when she got into the car this morning. And so she decided to keep it on.
No,
she
said, I suggested that once, and I was told I was the dumbest man in the room.
Hi.
He was. Danny said Hi. That in the meeting to Mike, and Mike's Hi. Like, it's kind of old
Where
school.
Did you learn that? We need to program you. Hi.
We know. Mike's comment was, we need to deprogram you
yes.
and train you the right way.
How about that, Mike?
Take that, Mike Thomas.
She listened to the Sox game, got in the car. It was still on ESPN 1000.
I'll hear this for a minute. Because I don't normally listen. I listen to music. Now you got me.
Now to take you deep inside our meeting, what's going to happen is after the show, we're going to go up, and somehow Mike's going to remember it as Cap said that, and Cap was right. Because in our meetings, everything that Cap does is perfect.
Danny, why'd you make Cap say that? Hi. that's what's going to happen. You just wait.
Oh,
door closed.
That was so good.
So good. So, you guys. Huh? Why'd you make Cap say that? Danny?
Hi. Love it.
That's what's going
to
happen.
All right. We'll get to more of your calls. Peter in Miami, Tom, Mike, Silver, Larry, John, Mike. We're going to chop it up with you. 312-332-3776.
Sox are in the playoffs, baby. Here we come.
Let's go. Let's get it on. It's our favorite time of year as we're back traveling the road of college football. And Goodyear knows the passion and excitement it takes to drive forward. Whether your team is home or away, the game's traditions are still the same. Through every first down, touchdown, or fourth quarter comeback, by moving, anything is possible. Goodyear is here to drive you forward on the road that moves us all. Goodyear, more driven.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Is it too early for Halloween? Is it Halloween or Halloween?
It's Halloween.
I thought it's Halloween.
Are you from Chicago or not? Are you from Chicago or not?
I think so.
Okay. What would your mom call it?
My mom's from Brooklyn.
Right. Well, how would she say it? Halloween?
Go down to the corner and get some Halloween
candy.
Candy. Yeah.
That's right. So, Halloween.
And
it's a good question because some look at Christmas. I'm sorry, they look at Halloween like they look at Christmas or St. Patrick's Day. They do all the decorations and all that.
Correct.
We don't do that in the Hood household. No shot.
How about Christmas decorations?
Absolutely. You got to compete with the neighbors on the hill.
There you go.
so you got to do that. Absolutely.
Pill Hill?
Yeah, South Shore. You got to make sure that everyone is taken care of.
Right.
So, Danny, what is going on in your neighborhood? Because, again, when I checked the calendar this morning, it was September 24th.
You are correct, Hoodie. And you bring up neighborhood competition, and that's where this story kicks off, right? So let me just start the story by saying the people that I'm going to speak about are close friends of our family. And we're very, very lucky to live in a neighborhood with a lot of young couples that have young kids. And we all get along and we all hang out.
Not all get along.
We all get along.
Oh, there's a neighbor that you have excoriated her for how she parks.
Oh, the van, yeah.
I really am like
the neighborhood police officer. Because, like, after this story, you're going to wonder. I should be the dean of the neighborhood. But, okay, let's get to the story, right? So, we have neighbors, Tim and Katrina. They're awesome. They have kids our kids' age. We hang out with them almost every single day, right? Katrina The mom here, the woman in question, she is, I call her the mayor of our neighborhood. Our complex has about 80 houses. She literally knows the names of every neighbor in every house. She walks the neighborhood, says hi to everyone. She legitimately is one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet.
The Lightfoot of the neighborhood, you're saying.
No, don't you dare compare Katrina to Lori Lightfoot.
You said mayor. Go ahead.
A good mayor. And Harold Washington of the neighborhood.
And you're the dean.
I'm the dean of the neighborhood. It's super sweet, and she is on the Mount Rushmore of hosts. If you get invited to the backyard of a Tim and Katrina, you know you're going to have a great night because Katrina's on the Mount Rushmore of hosts.
What?
That being said,
go ahead.
Let me take you back to Wednesday. The date, gentlemen, was September 22nd. It was exactly 40 days till Halloween. Now, I'm lucky with these hours that I get to stand at the bus stop every day when the kids get home from school. So I make my little stroll from my house to the bus stop, and the bus stop happens to be directly in front of Tim and Katrina's house. Mm-hmm. I look to my right, and I see their house decorated for Halloween as if it was the most important holiday in the world. Pumpkins and witches and fairies, 75 decorations all over the lawn, all over the bushes. And it's 40 days till Halloween. Yeah. The kids all get off the bus. They see the house, and they are as excited as you could possibly be because, of course, Katrina has decorated the house for Halloween, which means Halloween is right around the corner. And every single kid that got off the bus said, "When are we decorating our house?" I looked at Katrina, and I said, "I love you. You're the greatest. But why would you do this to the neighborhood? You started too early, you set the bar too high, and now we all got to follow suit because you decided 40 days before Halloween it was time to decorate."
Yeah, you know, it's a little premature, right? Don't you want to start that in October? You know, the second week of October, do it for 3 weeks and then snatch it down?
No question. And, like, there are people in my neighborhood that have the Christmas lights up, you know, well into January.
Well, that's just laziness.
Now...
That's just laziness. That's, like, no joke.
I don't disagree.
Like, in my house, so we have a mixed marriage, my wife puts up... First of all, my wife's amazing at each season.
Sure.
She, like, for Valentine's Day, for probably a month, we've got... The towels are red and white. We've got little heart stuff. And then Valentine's Day's over. The next day, she's got stuff up for spring coming.
Mm-hmm.
She does a 4th of July theme. She does a end of summer theme. She does Thanksgiving theme. And she'll do a little bit of Halloween, but she won't do it till 2 weeks before. And the day Halloween's over, the next day, stuff's gone.
Snatch it down.
How quick do you get rid of your tree at Christmas?
Well, after the first of the year. Well, actually, after the national championship game. So that's 4 or 5 days into January. That's usually what it is for me. Now, when we put the lights up and everything, that's usually after Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So if it's beforehand, you want to show off, that's fine. But for Halloween, I don't know if you put that stuff up now. Unless you really are into Halloween. Like, some people, that is their major holiday.
Yeah, Cap. See, I'm not a Halloween guy.
Yeah, I'll put it on the list. I'm not the big Halloween guy. I don't dress up for Halloween, all that nonsense. I don't do that for me. I'm an adult, so I don't do that.
Right.
But for some people, Cap, it's the ultimate in holidays where, you know, just the ghouls and, like, the
spiders,
stuff that you put on the evergreens, the web, all that stuff. I get it for some, but it is early, I would agree.
I'm not anti-decorating. I'm anti-decorating 40 days too early. And my neighbor Dan, you guys have know about him, Officer Dan. Officer Dan and I, we said to each other, it's a little bit early for Katrina to be putting those out.
How soon for holiday decorations, Danny, for Christmas holidays?
I don't do Christmas, guy.
I'm not saying for you, but in your neighborhood, if someone put them up the day after Thanksgiving, they're going to have them up for 6 weeks.
But that's lights, it's bright, it's fed. Like, Halloween is not Christmas. Like, you could decorate for Halloween, and we will decorate the house for Halloween, just not 40 days early, right? Okay. I'm not anti the decorating. I'm anti setting the bar for the neighborhood so high 40 days prematurely.
All right, make the call.
There you go. Too early to decorate for Halloween. 312-332-3776. Too early or just right? Your calls next.
Here's David Kaplan.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you, buddy. Love you. This hour brought to you by Valparaiso University. Think of the world you want to live in, then come to Valpo and build it. The fall of 2022 application now open. To learn more or apply, visit valpo.edu. That's a fine.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Harry.
Rolling on, we're having some fun with the You Make the Call. Is it too early to decorate for Halloween? Just like in Danny's neighborhood, Katrina. Katrina is the mayor of the neighborhood.
Sweet, literally probably the sweetest person in the neighborhood.
Sweeter than you?
Come on, Cap, you know me.
Yeah.
You work with me, it's not hard.
Right.
I would say if there's 80 houses in the neighborhood, two people per house, that's 160 people, I'm probably like the 155th sweetest person.
Yeah, I said when the good Lord built you, as Danny went through the assembly line, yes, I would like a little extra, like, nutritional guidance.
Sure.
Knowledge. Okay, step here for sensitivity. I'll pass.
Yes, the good Lord forgot the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
The cold black heart of a Danny Sederman. Everything else is fine.
We got any black hearts? Stick that in that guy.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. I got an update from the neighborhood. Sources close to me in the neighborhood say Katrina has been made aware of what we're discussing. She is now headed out to buy more decorations.
All right.
Just out of spite for me.
Again, she's doing her own, not a spite store, her own spite home. That's what she's doing.
All right,
she's the Mocha Joe of the neighborhood.
All right, let's go to Layla. I thought she was on the air right now. Hey, Layla, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hi there. I have a lot of feelings about this. I think Katrina is fantastic, first of all. So September 1st is the start of spooky season. Why are you going to spend money on decorations if you're not going to put them up? And there's a natural progression of when you decorate for holidays. So September 1st is Halloween until October 31st.
September 1st.
Okay. Before Labor Day. Wow.
That's 61 days.
Absolutely. It is an important time of year. So we're going to spend, what, maybe Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving on Christmas. Why can't we do the same for spooky season?
How about that, Cap?
I think it's lazy of you to feel attacked on her doing a good job.
That's exactly right. I feel attacked. You used the exact word. It's a personal attack.
So, Layla, you are completely against Danny here.
100%. Yes, I am pro Katrina.
All right.
Take that,
appreciate
Danny.
The phone call.
Layla, you're awesome. Thank you. By the way, Layla,
yes.
How did you find our show? Were you listening to White Sox baseball the night before?
My husband, I dragged him down to Florida because I work at Disney World, and he's obsessed with you guys. We grew up in Chicago, and he listens every morning. He has you guys on while he's at work, and, you know, we had an early morning today, and he had you guys on, and I was like, I need the phone number. I feel passionate about this, and I have to call you guys, so here we are.
You're awesome. What do you do at Disney?
So I just work in the entertainment area, and you know, I used to dance up in Chicago, and now I'm down there. So, woo!
Awesome. You keep it going, Layla. You're awesome.
That's another way of saying she wears the Disney, the Daisy costume, right? Like, we're taking advice from a woman who dresses up as a Disney character.
Daisy is a duck. Daisy is a duck.
Take that,
Keep Danny. The magic alive.
Keep the magic alive. We love you. Thank you.
Love you guys. Bye.
See ya. How about that? Back to the phones. Tom in Oak Lawn. Hey, Tom.
Welcome to GN.
What's up, guys? Long time caller, first time listener.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Funny guy.
So my thing is, too, you don't know what other people's schedules are like. Like, normally I would decorate for Halloween literally when it turns to October. But because of I have my son's football games. I've got a half marathon relay that I'm doing and such like that. So I might be putting my Halloween decorations up early. So, and plus too, if it is an elaborate deck out and such, you know, there's no way somebody can be able to do that all just in one day. So maybe this is her plan, doing it a little bit at a time. So then once when it gets up to Halloween and such, and so I'm fine with it. You know, if people want to put it up, you know, before October.
All right, so Danny's wrong. Tom, thanks, man. Appreciate you calling.
That's what you got out of that call, that Danny's wrong?
100%.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It is too early, though, Cap. If you were putting those decorations up, you more than likely, you know, like October, like second week of October.
Correct.
3 weeks down.
Down. It's a quick holiday.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eddie on the north side. Eddie, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, guys, just yesterday I put up my 12-foot skeleton in front. The thing is, it takes a lot of time. I do homemade items, too. And we in the city here, which is great, we have two block parties. We have one in the summer, and we have one for Halloween. And it's the week before Halloween. Everybody, like, makes pots of chili. We roast corn. We have the fire pits out there. It is a blast. People get dressed up and everything. So I'm one of the guys that do that stuff. I got to get your thing. I will send you guys pictures. You can check it out and everything because I get really into it, and it's cool. It's awesome. I just loved Halloween from when I was a little kid.
Can your skeleton play quarterback?
No, but he takes a good hour and a half, 2 hours to put together. You guys have probably seen him somewhere. I mean, they were really rare to get at the store. I mean, I paid $300 for it. They're going for about $1,500, $2,000 on eBay right now.
So are you in the city?
Yes, I am. Norwood Park.
Where?
Norwood Park.
Okay, because we walked by. It had to be a 20-foot skeleton yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it. Well, it's 12 feet high, but I don't know. It's big. Believe me, you need a ladder to put it together
question.
And everything.
Yep. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate
the
call.
We appreciate it.
So you make the call. Too early to decorate for Halloween. Phone lines are hopping. Danny says yes. A lot of people coming at him. Not all agree. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts. You make the call. 2 minutes.
Take that.
And watch us on Twitch. Brought to you by Pinehurst Resort.